Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Past, present, and future selves are combined and confronted in painter Jeff Meyer's latest body of work. Convergence is the title of the Sacramento-based artist's current exhibition at the John Natsoulas Gallery in Davis, and it runs through September 27th. Jeff is a celebrated artist with work exhibited around the world, and he's spoken often about the many mentors he's had throughout his life, from his own parents, John and Sally Myers, to Wayne Thiebaud, and we're going to hear about how all of this has influenced his most recent work. Jeff Meyers, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. So I know that you are a very well-known artist here in Sacramento, but for those who are learning about you for the first time, how did you get started with painting? What is it about this medium that you're so passionate about?
Well, it's just something that I could do well as a kid, like probably all of us, and I really just never let go of it. Also, my family was highly creative, both my parents being photographers, and starting this remarkable archive of 700,000 35mm slides of the West. It's ecology, it's people. And so I had that as sort of a dual, you know, a line of visual inquiry. But I didn't kind of think about it in terms like that. I thought about it as a place where, you know, I could go and learn about life and have a good time and do it day after day. It was just one continuous line. I never stopped.
And your parents, they've been on Insight over the years as well. What was it about their approach to art as photographers that inspired you and continues to inspire you today?
Their curiosity, number one. One day we would be photographing a cotton gin in the farm workers south of Fresno. The next day we would be at the Capitol documenting a protest. The next day we might be halfway surrounded by a forest fire up at Khyber. So we just documented everything. And at the time, I didn't realize what a special upbringing I had. And that funneled directly into the manifestation of the paintings, of the oil paint on canvas. The subject matter was, it felt overwhelming. In the early days, I concentrated on very photojournalistic inspired images that I fed through the painting. And then from there, it just became more and more subtle and interesting, I think. From there on, actually, the two big poles that I think my work is interested in is how human beings interact with the natural environment, how sensitive it is, how important it is. Obviously, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't. And then the other great technological trajectory, which is a newer trajectory, for better or worse, you know, no less important, the plow, the tractor, the camera, the phone, now up to AI. And so how do human beings interact, you know, with the made environment and the natural environment and try to blend those two into a tableau or some type of, you know, compressed story that you can freeze on a canvas? Yeah.
That's beautiful. And it's also powerful. I think about two of the canvases and paintings that you've done. One is titled Yosemite.
Yep.
And another is titled Sunset. I'm looking at them right now. Tell us about this inspiration, because that's really that convergence. I mean, you're looking at nature, but also the human impact or the human involvement with the natural world.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. That whole wavelength. So it's just something that has fascinated me, and I think it just comes out of being curious. Yeah, even when I lived in New York City, I had this, you know, visual curiosity. I like contrasts. You walk down Fifth Avenue or whatever, and you see these, you know, towering office buildings, all Bauhaus style, with these lines running up into the sky and the windows in between. But they sort of also resonated with me as sort of like faro, you know, kind of fields in agriculture where they plow the earth, and you have this type of, you know, linear pattern that you see from aerial photographs. So there's a blending and a oneness that I think is interesting. I don't know, just keep going in that direction.
Some people who move to New York City stay in New York City.
Yeah.
Why move back to Sacramento?
Yeah. Well, several reasons. First of all, I just miss the huge, big, open scenery we have out here. There's no gigantic, uncut redwood grove, nor like we have like north of Eureka, you know, the type of groves that make most of Muir Woods look like matchsticks. So you have nothing like that almost anywhere in the world. And then the desert and the mountains, and then, of course, our cities in amongst it. So I like that openness. And the second thing is that I've always been very interested in painting and the history of painting and photography and mixed media. And I felt that New York was becoming a bit too cerebral and a bit too off-putting for the general public. And I feel it's our duty as a visual artists to keep that in mind, to at least have some type of have your work have some type of open spaces or receptors for a person standing in front of it and having it having a real experience with it. So I felt it was just a bit too cerebral for the work that I was doing or interested in doing. But I still have many collectors back there, and I go back to visit, and it's a wonderful city, obviously. Yeah.
So clearly a lot of inspiration here across the Sacramento Valley and more broadly California. How would you describe the art scene in Sacramento, your fellow creative colleagues?
Yeah, it has quite a history, doesn't it? I mean, we have the 1960s with Davis, incredible faculty. And then I think that just echoed also Sac State, Sac City, incredible faculties back then. We still have good ones, obviously. And I think that's part of where it starts. Another part was just the simple economic facts that it was a little bit cheaper to live here than San Francisco or LA. It still is, but obviously rent is a factor. So you have that type of nuts and bolts, thing happening. And I think also, you know, the environment is beautiful. We're close to different, cities, and especially San Francisco, which is helpful. And I think it's just a magical place for an artist to be. Yeah, it's possible to live here and own a studio space, as opposed to New York City, of course, is much more challenging. Yeah.
So. When it comes to here locally in Sacramento, one of your influences, if I'm correct, is artist and an artistic giant, Wayne Thiebaud. What was your relationship like with him and your connection?
Well, yeah, Wayne Thiebaud was great. Let's see. I think my first day upon meeting him, I took a class at Davis, started a drawing class, I think, or it might have been a history, art history class. And then I knew his son already. And so I found out that he likes to play tennis, and his son plays tennis, and I played tennis for fun. And so I saw him earlier in the day in class, and then all of a sudden I'm paired with him, Wayne, on the same side of the net as Wayne, playing doubles. And I tell you, my racket was shaking. And but ever since then, I mean, he was a very thoughtful man. He's no longer with us, obviously. And in the interviews and stuff and his work and everything, it's just the tip of the iceberg. He was an absolute, almost off the scale understanding of art history and human history, and just a real national treasure, I think. There is many artists that have influenced me over time, historically, currently. He was just one of the local ones. Oliver Jackson was another one at Sac State. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Your recent exhibit is in Davis. It's a solo exhibit, of course, not your first one, but your first one at this gallery.
Right.
For people who are going to be taking it in, it's on display through September 27th to the end of the month. What makes it unique? What influenced this most recent show?
Yeah. There's a new thing I've brought into the work. I've always been haunted by historical photographs. Like, there'll be a photograph of Times Square in New York where there's like maybe 300-400 people walking through, the area, and one person may just stop. Everyone else is busy or late or, worried about their problems, whatever, and one person just stops and gazes at the lens. And I've always felt that that was sort of a haunting moment, a moment of, a message from back in time. This person I'm looking at is younger than me, but they're long, no longer manifest. And so I thought it would be interesting to bring people's relationships to technology through time, and then shift the times in the painting. So I'll have a woman with a bellows camera photographing her future self as an AI robotic, manifest being, and you could argue. And so it creates this real interesting contrast and this interdialogue that is contradictive, yet at the same time they're experiencing, you know, what it's like to interact with the mate environment and see if there's, you know, if they'll develop some type of narrative within that, or it just kind of remains a beautiful, deep, dark history. The image does. So the time shifting is new, and I've been thinking about it for some time. It's been in my sketchbooks for a long time, which I call my visual laboratory.
Mm-hmm. But, I love that.
So that's probably the new element that's in this body of work. And the images are really striking. They're very unusual and rich, visually rich. And so it's great to see him up on a big white wall, yeah. The John Natsulis Gallery in Davis, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you started painting, and I think even had an exhibit as a teenager, like when you were 15 years old.
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself motivated and foster this creative drive?
Oh, that's a good question. all different kinds of ways. I'm always drawing. Always drawing. I feel like it's breathing. I just fill up sketchbook after sketchbook. I have one right here next to me right now. But and then the paintings are funneled through that. I think I just don't know what else to do. I mean, it's just so intoxicating, and I'm good at it. I wasn't very good in I didn't excel, you know, much or very well in academia when I was younger because I was highly dyslexic and still am. So they were kind of trying to force a different type of structure on me on how to, you know, read. And now I've learned it was like the, you know, they should have been going the opposite direction with me. But we know that now. But so painting was my haven, my you know, kind of, I almost want to say monastery or something, because you're by yourself when you do this, you know, and you spend most days by yourself, long, long hours. And you take the painting or the drawing through its paces. You know, you may, one part may work, but the other parts don't. And so you have to sand it down and restart, or cover it up.
Yep.
And try to take it darker or lighter. So that's a big chunk of what makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. Is you have the idea, but then you enter the making process, and that's a universe, yeah.
And we're all better for it. Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Jeff Myers is a Sacramento-based artist. His solo exhibition is in Davis through September 27th. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.